present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gaze. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the London Coliseum, the home of English National Opera. This fine theatre is found on St Martin's Lane, nestling between the districts of Soho and Covent Garden. Just around the corner is Long Acre, home to the headquarters of the National Association of Secondhand Car Dealers, who claim a membership of 25,000, although the true figure is probably more than twice that. On the far side of Covent Garden is Bow Street, home of the famous Bow Street Runners, which from 1749 to 1829 won every year's best string bean display. But a short walk from here is the National Portrait Gallery, which has recently courted controversy with several avant-garde works, including a less than flattering portrait of Richard Branson. The Virgin Boss has huge yellow teeth, great puffy red lips, and leers menacingly through green eyes under bushy brows. And the picture tries to convey this. But a stone's throw away is Trafalgar Square, where every December is erected a huge Christmas tree sent by the people of Norway, who also send funds to provide workmen, who spend the other 11 months picking needles out of the pigeons. Along the Strand is Coutts Bank, who have for generations handled the finances of the royal family. As a young girl of 7, Queen Elizabeth was visited by the manager of Coutts to discuss a small loan. And after chatting with him, she duly agreed to let him have one. Alongside St Paul's Church, Covent Garden was created the Avenue of the Stars, with plaques commemorating the names of the top 500 most famous British actors and performers. Let's meet numbers 501 to 504. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Stephen Fry. And please welcome a lovely lady who's been scoring professionally for as long as any of us can manage. It's the delightful Samantha. Okay, we begin with an educational round this week called Uxbridge English Dictionary. There are those who are ignorant of the difference in meaning between apparently similar terms. For example, there's often confusion about murals and frescoes. Well, those of us who studied classical architecture know that murals are images or representations painted in water or oil-based media directly onto the porous plaster of specifically walls and porticos, whereas frescoes is where I get my potatoes. However, words are constantly changing their meanings, so I'd like the teams to share any new definitions they may have spotted recently. Barry, would you care to start, please?
Dialogue, an awful piece of wood.
And Stephen?
Goodie bag, Jade's mother.
Tim?
Cacti, rubbish neckwear.
Laburnum, a French barbecue.
Coitus interruptus, deck games on the Titanic.
Mem Saab, the same Swedish car.
King's Cross Station, a royal lobster.
Artistry, history of art.
Dictating, leaking milk from an unusual place.
Elevenses, a Welsh bullfighting family.
Measles. Measles. What artists use for self-portraits.
Undeterred. A skid mark.
Go-turd.
Exclamation while flushing.
Scar tissue. Problem attaching a DVD to the television.
The teams are going to perform mimes for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, in which the players had to mime titles of films or TV shows against the clock. The actors were in total silence while the audience enjoyed themselves noisily. The team's version is a subtle and yet complete reversal of that. The undisputed master who Give Us a Clue was Lionel Blair, who could mime virtually any TV or radio programme. Lionel still does demonstration events and recently guested at the Multi-Faith Conference, improvising his mime of Thoughts for the Day. Eyes were out on stalks as he started his impressions of the lesser-known presenters before Lionel blew the Bishop of Bath and Wells and the Chief Rabbi. Tim and Stephen, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Meet the Robinsons. Meet the Robinsons.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. And off you go, Tim and Stephen.
It's three words and it's a film, and it goes like this.
Oh, do come in, Tim. Oh, there's so many people I want to introduce you to.
Yeah, I'm fabulous. Who's that lovely woman pulling her stockings down?
Yeah, well, she's busy seducing a young graduate. Now, here's someone... here's someone I know you'll like.
Oh, what do you do, sir?
Ah, ask the family. We're all here. Would that it were... Have a plump. Have a plump, Mr. Chichester. Have a plump. And an extra point for being so clever. Brings us to the end of the competition on this occasion. Circumambulate.
I think I will. What's this lovely drink? What's that?
Oh, it's lemon barley water.
Really? I think you've got a little bit too much water in it.
You are the weakest drink. Goodbye.
Good heavens.
Robinson must be way off course. A family of Robinsons.
And I think you were being introduced to them all, weren't you?
Yes.
Meet the family.
Or indeed, meet the Robinsons.
Yeah.
The final title is being displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The History of Mr. Polly. The History of Mr. Polly.
Well, it's five words.
Five words. It's
book.
Book, film.
TV.
Musical.
Basic of a musical, yeah. The lot.
Been the lot. This. Yeah. Right.
Here we are.
Right. What was the date of the Battle of Hastings?
1066.
You're nodding, but we'll continue. What year did Queen Victoria come to the throne?
1066.
When did World War II break out?
1066.
Oh, shut up.
The end.
Oh, how I miss Budgie. I think we might know this one. Or are we going to tease it
it's
out
not the
bit?
Parrots of the Caribbean, is it? I like to think it is.
Oh, come on.
All right. Go on, Tim, you tell him.
I don't know how many it's three. Is it the history of Mr. Polly?
Yes.
Well, that really livened me up. You can't beat a short nap at this time of day. The next game is called Word for Word, and it's a word game. This is the game in which each team takes it in turn to exchange a random series of meaningless words. So it's a bit like In Our Time, but without the stupid hairstyle. The object here is to prevent the opposing team from being able to make any logical connection, and we'd like to thank Virgin Trains Timetable Department for their kind help in the making of this program. Tim and Stephen, you should start exchanging unrelated words, while Barry and Graham should listen carefully and challenge to take over if they detect a connection. Off you go, Tim and Stephen.
Crumpet.
Vestige.
Mandolin.
Blubber.
Molest.
Flaunting.
Marsupial.
Challenge from Graham.
Yes, marsupial flaunting is one of the things that they do on the Sydney's Gay Pride Parade, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's only right.
Yes, he is right.
Flaunt your marsupials.
In posing pouches.
Yeah.
And some of them are very imposing pouches.
Is that a Joey in your pouch, or are you just pleased to see me?
So carry on, Graham and Barry. Ah,
right.
Wallet. Didactic. Note. Follicle.
Cartoon.
Geriatric.
Pedalo.
Hologram.
Tim.
Flintoff got a hat trick and then he was found out on a pedalo.
Very good.
Yeah. And then Tim and Stephen, you carry on, please.
Arrant.
Butterfly.
Penetrative.
Manganese.
Bluetooth.
Buttock.
There's almost nothing that isn't connected to buttocks. That's the one struggle.
Graham, your challenge.
Yes, Bluetooth Buttock was a famous pirate. And roamed the Spanish Main.
Used to be a rear admiral.
Yeah. He invented the Jolly Roger.
Graham, pick it up.
Oh, right. Harrow.
Incestuous.
Tractor.
Jocular.
Spade.
Kangaroo.
Tim.
Spade kangaroos. You know. All the junk taken out of them, basically.
Right, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I noticed from the huge number of cards that arrived this week that those warnings to post early for Christmas are finally paying off. And we've received a letter from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Mr. Ronaldo, you must have been bowled over by your Player of the Year trophy, even though it clearly never touched you. Kind regards, Mrs. Trellis." OK, on with the game, teams, and today you'll be pitting your wits against a computer as we've been offered the chance to road test the latest, most sophisticated Mornington Crescent software yet to emerge from Silicon Valley. Her name is Electra, and she's currently running Mortimer's Variation, version 3.
Variation 3?
Version 3.
There is a
Mortimer's Variation, version 3.
Variation,
yes.
Version.
I know it's difficult, because they both words begin with V. But that's what it's... Oh, start somebody.
Shall I start the software, Humph? Hoban Viaduct. Oh.
Rotherhithe.
Parsons Green.
That's good, isn't it? Parsons Green.
Yeah.
Piccadilly.
Buckingham Palace Road.
Ravenscourt Park.
Yeah. Totteridge.
Yes. West Hampstead.
West Hampstead.
Is it my go?
No. No. Not
Sorry.
Yet.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's all right. Totteridge and Whetstone.
Nice
yeah.
one.
Yeah, now it's your go.
Go on.
Hang on, I'm thinking. Tottenham Court Road.
Oh, right.
Damn, that is actually...
Don't patronise me.
Sorry.
Is it me? Yeah, I think it is. Sounds like me. Cheapside.
Definitely you. That's very you, that. Cheapside.
Hackney Central.
I invoke Mortimer's shift and pass to Camden Parkway.
Oh.
You little bitch.
She's done a Mortimer. Who follows that?
Oh, Gospel Oak.
Yeah, good.
Stephen. Gospel Oak, yeah.
You're so clever, Stephen. Stevie baby. Stephen, we computers have always seen you as one of us. My Stevie Weevy.
I feel the same way. If only you weren't Windows, if you were a Mac. God.
Dirty Mac.
London Bridge.
Whoa.
You bastard. Forest Gate.
Okay, that's Tabari. Is it Tabari or Tim?
No, to me, Tim, Bromley by Bow.
Cannon Street.
So that takes me...
Oh, look, isn't that Barry Cryer? I've not previously seen him in colour.
I've got to go to Dollis Hill.
You're so clever, Stephen.
No, stop.
My Stevie Weevy.
No. Baby.
Clapham Common.
More. Morn. Morny. Morning. Shepherd's Bush.
Oh.
Platt's Lane.
Platt's Lane.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway. Finchley Road and Frognall.
Knight to Bishop 4.
Did you spill water on it or something? It's Baron's Court.
Earl's Court.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah!
They'll never beat us. Not machines, no.
No.
Never.
Stevie Baby.
Oh.
Our next round takes as its subject the art of love and romance. Now, normally I don't approve of the team's prizing fun out of such a subject. Making love isn't something to be mocked. It's the most tender, beautiful act that money can buy. But every beautiful romance must begin with an opening line from one potential partner or the others. As we're at the London Coliseum today, the teams are going to suggest chat-up lines tailored to suit the world of opera. And Barry, you can start.
I'm a Dutchman, fly me.
They tell me you'll do anything for a tenner.
How's about a quick Fidelio around the back of the ring cycle sheds?
I call it the magic flute.
I'm what they call a smooth operetta.
My motto, if she wants to wriggle, let her.
Fancy a quick gluck before the fat lady sings.
I love a good man on.
You'll find I'm more fun than Tristan, and he's older.
It's the turn of the screw, surely.
You're so clever, Stephen.
I may be small, but I'm cheerful. I'm low and grin.
I bet you've got a cosy fan tutti.
Warren Street.
Wagner's plots are very complicated. Let me take you through The Ring.
It's music time again. With Swanee Kazoo. This is where the teams duet to combine the soothing glissando of the Swanee whistle with the chirpy rasp of the kazoo. What was once a most unlikely pairing, Swanee and kazoo, now go together as naturally as P's and Q's or ladies in lavatories. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners may be interested to learn that Colin is often referred to as another Little Richard. What a cruel thing is rhyming slang. Tim and Stephen, you can start now, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Goodness Gracious Me to feature Stephen Fry on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle.
Tune.
Okay.
I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. It's very nearly the end of the show, but it's just time to squeeze in. Just time to squeeze in a round of Learner Driver's Film Club. Samantha has to nip out now to meet her new gentleman friend who's been giving her driving lessons. Sadly, Samantha has scratched his paintwork and put a few dents in his car that they need to repair. So while Samantha gets stripping, he'll be knocking one out. OK, teams, your suggestions, please, of films likely to be popular with an audience of learned drivers.
Low Bridge over the River Kwai.
The Breakfast Club.
Gone with the Windscreen.
Fried green tomatoes at the emergency stop cafe.
They died with their boots open.
White men can't jump the lights.
The good, the bad and the Skoda.
The Pelican Crossing Brief.
Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Skoda.
Stop or my mum will shoot forwards.
The Maltese Skoda.
Bring me the headlight, Alfredo Garcia.
A Skoda for all seasons.
The and Passion of the Christ!
Forrest Sump.
Start key and clutch.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the ink cartridge of time is rammed into the printer of destiny, and the printer finds he can't sit down, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our fine audience at the London Coliseum, it's goodbye.
Deborah Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Stephen Fry were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith. We'll be right back.